Shalom Aleichem for Het Iyar Mishnah continues in Chapter 3 of Sota, Mishnah Zion. Yesterday we mentioned a mincha, a meal offering of Mrs. Kohen, is entirely burned, meaning they would take out the kometz, the scoop, and they would burn that on the Mizbeach, but the rest of the mincha, which is normally baked up or fried up and eaten by the Kohanim, is scattered on Beit HaDeshen. So Mishnah Zion continues this. Bat Yisrael Shenisa the Kohen, a regular Jewish girl who marries a Mr. Kohen, Minchata Nisrefet. Like we said, her mincha is burned on Beit HaDeshen. V'kohenet, she was born a Kohen, Shenisa Yisrael, she married Mr. Yisrael, Minchata Nachelet. There the Kohanim do eat the mincha. Obviously, the kmitza is always burned on the Mizbeach, but the shirayim, the other part of the mincha, can be eaten. Ma ben Kohen the Kohenet. So the Mishnah on this theme asks, what's different between Mr. Kohen and Mrs. Kohen, or a girl who was born Mrs. Kohen, Miss Kohen? Minchat Kohenet Nechelet. Her mincha is eaten, as we said. Minchat Kohen enu Nechelet. The mincha of Mr. Kohen, any meal offering brought by a Mr. Kohen, is never eaten, is burned. Kohenet Mitchalelet. A Kohenet can become a halala if she has an intimate relationship with a man who she is not allowed to marry. She can no longer eat truma, which was she originally could as a privilege of being a kohenet. Kohen ein mitchalel. A kohen who marries or is in a relationship with a woman who he's not supposed to marry, well, he can't serve in the temple while they are married. So he loses his privileges during that time, but it's not a permanent loss if he rectifies the situation. Kohenet, a female Kohen, mitame lemeitim, she can go to funerals. Ve'ein Kohen mitame lemeitim, but a Kohen cannot be mitame lemeitim. Of course, there are exceptions for his close relatives, as we talked about with the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir walking down the road and finding a meit mitzvah. And of course, meit mitzvah is required and allowed for everyone. Kohen ochel bekodshe kodshim, a Kohen can eat the holy holies. And these are items like a hatat and an asham and a mincha. But a female Kohen does not eat from those offerings, though she, of course, eats other things like shlamim, toda, bechor, and korban pesach. So on this theme, the Mishnah continues, ma bein ish le'isha. More generally, and this is, of course, not an exclusive list, there are other items, but what are the halachic differentiations between men and women? Ha'ish poria uforim. A man who is a mitzora, he has to let his hair grow out and rip his clothing. V'eina isha parat ufremit. And a female mitzora is not required to do so. Interesting, we're in Sefirat HaOmer, when men do not shave and get haircuts, unless, you know, there are certain exceptions, but generally. But women should shave and get haircuts. There's no restriction. Mishnah adds, ha'ish moder b'no b'nazir, as we learned about in Masechet Nazir, chapter 4, Mishnah 6, the man can make his son a Nazir, but of course, if the family objected or cut his hair, then that would sort of override the father's educational desires here. Eina isha maderet et bena ben Nazir. A woman cannot make her children into Nazirim. You know, that was for educational purposes only. The Mishnah adds, Aish migoleach on Nazirut Aviv. A man can shave using the offerings of his father, as we explained in Nazir chapter 4 as well. But a daughter cannot do so. Ish mocher et bito. A man can, the word sell is used, but basically there's a contractual obligation where his daughter works for another Jewish household. They treat her very well, and they're expected that someone in their family will marry her. And this is only in a situation of very dire financial straits where the father cannot provide for his daughter as he should. But a mother cannot do so to her daughter. And the Mishnah continues, Ish mikodesh et bito, as we've mentioned in Kiddushin and Yevamot, a man can technically, he's not supposed to, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, he can marry off his minor daughter. And this was, again, only during situations where it would be very hard to get a shidduch later, like during the Crusades when the Crusaders might steal everything, or in certain countries where the local men would abuse unmarried women but would be afraid of married women, even if they were very young, because the family would take revenge. But a mother may not do so. Now, we talked about Kiddushei Miyun, Kiddushei Ketana, where a mother marries off a young girl. It was a rabbinical marriage, and the young girl in question is allowed to walk out. There's a whole chapter in Yevamot about that. Ha'ish niskol arum, a man who is stoned, that's the capital punishment he needed, he is buried without clothing. Enisha niskelet arumah, She is clothed when she is stoned and buried. Ish nitle, a man who is executed by the court, needs to be strung up. Of any shalnitlet, but not a woman. It's not tznius, even though these people deserved capital punishment. We're still concerned about their dignity. Ish nimkar b'gnevato, a man may be sold by the court in this case to work for another Jew as an eved ivri if he's stolen something and he can't pay back. Any shalnimkar b'gnevato. But a woman who steals is never sold as a shivcha in this situation. Yashar koach, be well.